Let's talk about a little bit more music now. I've invited Lee Wood, who is the host and producer of almost every edition of the KUAF Vinyl Hour, heard Sunday evenings at 5 on KUAF 3, into the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good. All right. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever, first of all, this is a softball. Have you ever listened to a song and realized that there's a sample in the song? This isn't an original composition by the person who made the song you're listening to.
Yes, let me tell you a funny story about that.
Okay.
I was listening to Hard Knock Life by Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I listened to it many times. Mm-hmm. And then I was listening to it with my wife, Laura, and she said, oh my gosh, that's from Annie.
Yeah.
I had never heard the Annie soundtrack.
So you didn't know that was from Annie?
I didn't know.
That's funny.
So
I had an argument with my six-year-old, like yesterday, who told me that It's a Hard Knock Life is from, like, Cars 3. And I was like, no, it's from Annie. Okay, so the reason I bring that up is because all of us have heard, obviously, so much music that samples other pieces of music. Mm-hmm. But how much do you really think about those original compositions?
I think only if you recognize it as something that is an absolute favorite.
Right. So something like Annie, I get that with Laura because I did the exact same thing. But do you even think about who wrote that song? Who are the performers on that? You know, we know who was singing it because mm-hmm. it's a part of the soundtrack. But so on this week's show, we're kind of going back and we're looking at the source material mm-hmm. for a lot of sampled music. And my co-host, Scott Flanagan, has done all the research and hard work for me so I can act like I know what I'm talking about. Thank you, Scott. And we're going to be talking about a musician named Bob James.
Did he do the theme to Taxi?
He did.
Okay, that's how I know Bob James.
Okay. Bob James, probably the most well-known for being like a smooth jazz artist. Mm-hmm. And a lot, you know, when you say that to people, you can watch the look on their face when you say smooth jazz. It's not a particularly well-liked genre, mostly because a lot of people think about a certain tenor saxophone player in the 80s that had really long hair.
And a one-letter last name.
Yes. We will not mention him. But Bob James really is this phenomenal keyboard player, piano player, producer, and band leader that created some of the – he created the genre in the 70s. And it's that music that is some of the most sampled music ever.
This surprises me.
Yes. It's crazy. And he's Bob James put together a band of phenomenal musicians, funky jazz, I mean, geniuses. And it's those clips that got picked up by DJs early in the 80s, late 70s, and they started using them as, you know, breakbeats. And then it just sort of took off from there.
Now, we should mention when you say DJs, you mean club DJs
yes.
and not radio DJs.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, in the club when hip hop is starting to be created.
Didn't Bob James and Herbie Hancock kind of go in the same circles for a while?
They did. They were close. And then there's a great story in this week's show about Bob James being discovered. He goes to sort of a talent show, and Quincy Jones is one of the judges and basically says, oh, well, you're coming with me. So this is a two-part show. Scott knows so much of what he's talking about, and he brings so much good music that we're going to make this a two-part show. Part one, we're going to talk about Bob James, the introduction of the man himself and his music, and then we're going to listen primarily, it's really about two songs that have been the most heavily sampled of almost anything else.
Really?
Nautilus is the name of one of them, and Take Me to the Mardi Gras, which is a cover of a Paul Simon song.
Hmm.
It's on Rhyme and Simon. And there are drums in both of those songs and drum and cowbell in Take Me to the Mardi Gras that when you hear them, at least in my mind, I thought of at least five other songs because they're so recognizable. Yeah. So from those two songs and those two parts that get sampled, then we listen to artists like Slick Rick, Young MC, Pete Rock, the Beastie Boys, and on from there.
All right. This
yeah.
is fun.
It's pretty cool. It's a great way to sort of, again, like I said, trace backwards to source material, but also think about where all these sounds come from. You know, I think I take it for granted, and it's really nice now to know the players that played that. There's a drummer that played that drum beat
right.
that we've heard 5 million times, and I'd like to know that guy's name, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
The KUAF Vinyl Hour, Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 3. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.